Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, my buddy and NJGHS tech guru and producer of the little show The Deadline. Hi, Brian.
Very little.
Yeah, I know. We're really like talking faster and like knocking these things out of the park even faster. This is good. This is good.
I
appreciate the people who are sending in their comments and making their little notations on Podcast Alley. Oh, and don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, too, because when this show uploads, there's only like a day or so to go, and then it's March 1st.
Because if you don't, we're going to have to go off on our tangent again.
You don't want to suffer through that again. Yeah. Actually, at last count, we were still in the top 100 for February.
Oh, we got better, huh?
Yes. It really, you know, the thing is, it's that out of the starting gate effect. The more votes you get, like on the first of the month, it just pretty much can hold your placement for the balance of the month. So that's why I'm standing on my head here begging you people on March 1st, just log in, cast your vote. When you get to work the next day, use their IP address and log in, cast another vote, you know, because it really helps us. So anyway, I have good news. I had texted this the minute I saw the coming attraction. I texted Brian because he's a fellow fan of the show Reaper, right?
Yep, very much
so. And I texted you to say it's going to come back on.
Yay! March 3rd.
Yes, this coming Tuesday, March 3rd. I didn't catch the time. I assume 8 o'clock.
8 or 9.
It's either 8 or 9, yeah, because it used to be on at 8 originally. Then they switched it a different night and made it 9 o'clock. But in any event, it's on the CW network, which in the New York metro area is Channel 11. What is it out here?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
It's not 11, though.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, well, where I am, it's Channel 11, but it is the CW network, so that's Reaper. That's the really cool show where the teenage young man, his parents had sold or made a pact with the devil, and instead of selling one of their souls, they sold their baby son's soul. So when he hits 18, the devil is now using him as like
his bounty hunter.
As a bounty hunter, yeah, he's the Reaper. So he goes and catches these souls that have escaped from hell. And he gets all various devices from a dirt devil to all kinds of things. And he has to go to the Division of Motor Vehicles to turn in the soul that he captured. And even the devil said to him when the kid walks in, he goes, "Motor vehicles?" And the devil's like, "It's hell on earth." And it's
yeah,
a
but is Gladys going to be back?
I don't know. Because she kind of...
She got eaten.
She got killed or something.
She got eaten by a worm.
Okay. Okay.
In the parking lot of the...
It was in the parking lot, okay.
Of the
Sprawl Mart or whatever. No, the Lowe's or whatever. They work at some kind of tool bench.
Tool bench,
the tool bench, yeah. It's like a Lowe's, but they call it the tool bench. Yeah, so it's a really good show. The humor is very, very good. And the guy that plays the devil is just... They couldn't have found a better... I mean, he just really looks like... It's just good. I loved it when he was in the time he zapped Sam into... the ice skating rink, you know, was it an ice rink?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Sam walks in and, you know, he sees the Zamboni on the ice, cleaning the ice, and there's the devil, and he goes over and sits to him, and the devil goes, "Nice place. You know, I'll give you one guess. Who's my favorite team?" If you're from New Jersey, you'd get that, you know, the Jersey Devils, but... I thought that was... It was cute, you know, and it was just, like, very quick, you know, and he goes, "I'll give you one guess who my favorite team is."
Yeah, that food high is still there.
What?
That food high is still there.
Food high?
Food high.
No.
Yes.
No. I'm so over the pickle, fried pickle high.
And now you're probably on the onion ring.
No, but you know what? Now that you mentioned food, a Cold Stone Creamery chaser would really be awesome. Yeah, I'll probably have to do that later. Although... Well, no, I'll probably be busy later. But later. Have to have my Cold Stone. That is like the biggest... Have you... Oh, guess what? Cold Stone. Like, I love their coffee ice cream. Now they have a Ghirardelli chocolate ice cream. It is the most chocolatey, richest... I mean, if orgasm could be put into ice cream... Ghirardelli chocolate ice cream be thy name. Let me tell you. Whoa, baby! It's so awesome. Yeah. Ooh, I could go for that now. Ooh. Okay, anyway, let's do meeting announcements. March 4th, 2009, Central Jersey, you're up at bat for your meeting in the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be there. Of course, they're the team leaders. North Jersey Division is on March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. That's North Jersey Division. Team leader Dina Tirico will be leading the discussion. This month's meeting topic is life after death and reincarnation. Okay, sounds cool. Meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can pay for membership when you're there if you so choose. You can pay for membership online through our homepage, njghs.net, or you can send in a parish share and get membership that way. In any event, show up at a meeting. We always have a share and scare segment. If there's some recordings or photographs you have that you're questioning in terms of their paranormal content, bring it to an NJGHS meeting, and during share and scare, we will review it for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting. Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the njghs.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird US.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parishares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. That's someone's car alarm going off outside.
Yep.
Oh, God. Let's see. How long does it take for that to get shut off?
They're there at the car.
You're kidding.
No.
Do I need to go out and smack them around or what?
There we
Thank
go.
You.
They had to put the key in the ignition.
God, don't hurt yourself, really. You know. Okay, we have a parishare.
Wow.
Oh, da-da! Keep them coming, people. This is great. You're making my day. And this says, "Hi, Laura. I've been a Jersey resident all my life." I like this person already. specifically North Jersey, like them even better. And even more specifically, Bergen County, which is my favorite, I don't know why, favorite county for New Jersey's Bergen County. I've grown up with all the ghost stories about the region, from the Jersey Devil to the long-dead actors and actresses from Fort Lee's silent movie past. Cool. But I never had an experience of my own, at least not until I was in my early 20s. This was about 10 years ago in Teaneck at a friend's house on the New Milford border. First off, I should point out he lived in an old creepy house on Romer Avenue, set back from the road. He was a boarder, but his landlady was out for the evening and we were all alone in the house, packing for a camping trip. We were on the second floor, and in the hallway we heard laughter. A guttural, maniacal laughter. We looked at each other, and I can imagine I was as pale in the face as he was. Then the laughter started again, this time even more menacing and disturbing. I said, "Josh, I don't care how far along you are with packing, we are leaving now." We flew down the stairs and out the door. I remember that was the time I was most scared, getting from the side door to the car in pitch black. It didn't help we had to wind our way through a labyrinth garden along the way. Josh has long since moved out, and we never heard that laughter again, but I always get the creeps whenever I have to drive late at night through Teaneck or New Milford. Your friend, Rob, Bogota, New Jersey. Bogota! That's where we used to have our Northeast Division meetings. Laura Lindemann was team leader in the Bogota.
Yes.
Yeah? Well, thank you, Rob, from Bogota. It's a shame. I guess maybe he joined after those meetings had fallen. You know, we stopped doing them. We just made it a North Division because Laura resigned from that post. But, yeah, I know the Teaneck area from... That's where the the airport is, right?
I think so. I'm not a Jerseyan. I don't know.
Well... Yeah, no, I know, you know, because there's Teaneck, there's Bogota, Teaneck, Leonia, and up around Teaneck, Little Ferry, I think it is up there.
You should know since Bergen County is
your
favorite.
I'm telling you, and the point I'm trying to make, I know up in Teaneck, they had that little airplane crash because the airport is there.
Okay.
And Teterboro, that's what it is. There's the Teterboro Airport. And that's right by Teaneck and Bogota and all up in that area, Leonia. And when I saw that airplane crash from the Teterboro Airport about a year or two ago on television, that's right up where I was to go to Telemundo when I had to go in with that reporter and a cameraman into the Bronx on Halloween Day. And it was that weird Halloween day where it was so warm. It was unseasonably warm. It hit like 65 or something degrees. It was so toasty. Mm. And I remember I had gotten all dressed for the interview and everything, and I was driving up to Teterboro, and I was getting warmer by the minute. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I saw a Target. I pulled off into a Target, ran in, bought a short-sleeve shirt, you know, like a nicer top, short sleeve. I had to drive to the outskirts of the parking lot so I could rip the tag off and get changed in my car to put the shirt on. Then I continued on. And then we were driving into the Bronx in the news van, and the Telemundo is like the largest Latin American, you know, Spanish like broadcasting network. And so he's Spanish, the reporter, and the cameraman is too. And cameraman's driving, the reporter, I forget his name, he turns around and he goes, "So have you ever been to the Bronx before?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, and the cameraman, before the reporter could say anything, the cameraman's like, "Make sure she's in the middle of us." And they did. Everywhere we walked in the Bronx, one of them was on either side of me. They, like, bodyguarded me. That was very, very nice. And then we met the big dude, Freddie, who was at the theater. And I have some of the pictures of it in my presentation that I do. And it was really cool. It was beautiful old theater in its day, you know. And I don't know if they ever got around to fixing it up, but there was a guy who ran in there escaping the police. And he made his way. He was trying to get away from the police. I forget what crime he had committed. His wife and kids were following him, along with the police. This guy, he made it all the way up to the balcony, and he couldn't go any further. He was trapped, and the cops shot him, hoping just to, like, hit him in the leg and make it where they could cuff him, but they had a better hit than they thought. They killed the guy. Oh, no, I take it back. He killed himself. He realized he was cornered and the cops were going to shoot at him. He shot himself in the head. So he killed himself in the balcony right in front of his wife and kid. And the first time this reporter from Telemundo went to the theater because they had gotten a call about this stuff, this fantasmos happening, he was doing his little bit part at the bottom walkway of the balcony. And, you know, just where they say, I'm so-and-so for Telemundo, da-da-da-da. He was doing that whole end cap. And when they got back to the studio, the cameraman plays it and he goes, oh my God, look at that. Well, they showed me in the studio that footage, okay, of this shadow that goes where he's standing there. There's no way he could move to even cast a shadow like that. And this thing goes in the corner of the screen and takes off. So when we were there on Halloween Day, we went up to that same spot and he talked to me there and we did the whole piece. And I was also downstairs in the main part and backstage, right, doing all kinds of taking thermal scans and pictures and whatnot. When we went back to the Telemundo studios to do voiceovers and piece everything together, right there on the screen you see this other thing that goes this like blurb, this blurring that took place. It wasn't a shadow. It was almost like the screen just blurs in the corner. So it was pretty wild. So and of course they were kind enough. They sent me a copy of it. And I don't speak Spanish, so, but a friend of mine who does watched it, and she said, boy, they were very kind to you. They were very good. So that was good. Anyway, so there, that, thank you, Rob, right there. You know, that's very good. Hey, we have another parachute. Who knew?
Are you sure you're not using them all up too quick?
Just trying to space them out, dude. But this is good. This is, you know what? They're two shorties. What the hell? All right, this says, great presentation. This is referring to the Garwood Library presentation I did about a month or so ago. Says, I live in Cranford, New Jersey. I have a Victorian house that was built in 1880. I lived here for 15 years. Over the years, we've had several experiences. However, as time moves on, you try to rationalize what's happened. Did that sound come from some other source? Did I really see that? I'm sure you've heard everything, but here are the things that have happened to me and my family. I've heard a woman humming, just for a minute. It was not scary at all, just a pleasant humming of a tune. My husband and I both smelled perfume on the second floor when we had just moved in. About 12 years ago, my husband saw a little boy run up the stairs when he came home from work. He thought it was our son, but our son was at a friend's house. We couldn't find the receiver of our cordless phone, so I called it on my cell phone and found that it was in the linen closet. I hadn't been on the phone that day at all. That was about 6 months ago. When we just moved in, my husband became very angry with my son and was scolding him for something he heard, and he heard an angry voice say, "Get out!" Just last week, 2 days before your presentation, I was in the attic putting away summer clothes. The attic was the maid's quarters back in the day. When from the corner of my eye, I saw a woman with an ankle-length dress and sort of pinafore with lace and sleeves that were puffy in the shoulder area. I could not see her face. It was quick, and I saw it from the corner of my eye. She sort of walked right through me and was gone. I didn't feel any body sensations when she walked into me. It was odd. Before I moved here, I never had any type of experience. A medium I once went to told me my house was occupied by besides me and my family. However, she never visited my home. I went to see her just for fun and hadn't even been thinking about my house. Does any of this sound like anything interesting or real? Take care, Deborah. Well, yes, Deborah, it sounds very interesting and very paranormal, so I'm glad you took the time to parashare it. If you want membership in the NJGHS, let me know. I'd be glad to send it to you. Or if you want to save up for a natal chart, we can do that too. And I think that's it for now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's Drive Time Paranormal Broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, Slick Willie Sutton did a commercial in the 70s for what product? The answer, MasterCard's Face Card. The commercial was recently aired on the Weird U.S. show as part of their special on weird crimes and punishments. So if you're a Weird U.S. fan, then that question was very easy for you to answer. Okay. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of kinda easy. Who was the investigator who captured film footage on his 16mm camera of Bigfoot in 1967? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia at njghs.net and you will win one of our famous t-shirts. Okay. I have to remind everyone again to vote for The Deadline on podcastalley.com. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net. The link is also on the Deadline page of the njghs.net website. So on March 1st, go to the Podcast Alley link on the njghs.net site. Click it, vote. When you get your email, just respond back. You've confirmed your vote. We are happy campers. Right, Brian?
Well, you are.
Yes, I am, because I put a lot of work in. You put a lot of work into this. I mean, it's not just your time sitting here while we record. Then you've got all the work of, you know, putting the whole show together. It's, you know, and then uploading it. And then he sends me the email, and I have to bang out all the other emails, update all the websites, blah, 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 blah.
And then when I get busy, she sends me an email saying, did you upload the show yet?
Because, well, you won't get that now because I have a life called school. But when I was just sitting there all day, I'm like, okay, when's he going to say? Because I knew it, like, I wanted to go and run errands. And I'm like, I know the minute I walk out the door, he's going to think, podcast is up. So I'd be sitting there waiting, you know. But that's okay. But now, you know, this is good. This is
she
good.
Didn't realize that, you know, I have work too.
I realized it. But that's where I was like, you know, because I know when I was at work and very busy, I had all intentions of doing a certain thing,
yep.
And then the day got away from me, so I would wait, and it was like almost lunchtime. That's why I'd send you that little very, very meek email of like, is the show going up yet, or did I miss it? Or because I didn't want to be up your butt like a really bad hemorrhoid, but at the same time, I just wanted to know, like, should I go out and run errands?
Yeah, at least they have a cream for a hemorrhoid.
Hey, there's Cartier for this hemorrhoid. I shut up right quick at Tiffany's. Anyway, Make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of NJGHS.net. This way you get the latest announcements about cemetery hunts, which will be coming along soon, meetings and other news blasted into your email inbox. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip, the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Got it?
Get it? Got it? Good.
Okay. Thank you once again, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Gregory and Sherry Irish. And of course, thanks to you for listening and voting. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.